distribute the communion, if you would come this way. The way we work this you come down the outer aisles, just make a line, come down the outer aisles, receive your cracker and your juice, and by the way, gluten-free is in the middle there. Take those back to your seats, wait until everybody has been served, and then we will partake together. Again, remember, this is for those who have put their faith, their trust in Jesus for salvation. And also, I encourage you to examine yourself and make sure that there's nothing between you and your Savior today that you could partake with a clear conscience. So if you would begin to stand and make your way, that would be great. So we have somebody gonna, Matt, you wanna hit the nurseries? And the guys here and up there. Let me give you the juice too.
Amazing love that welcomes me. The kindness of mercy that bought with blood wholeheartedly my soul undeserving. God, you're so good. God, you're so hour by hour, the dead are raised, the sinner saved, the work of your power. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. I am blessed, I am called, I am healed, I am whole, I am saved in Jesus' name. Highly favored, anointed, filled with your power for the glory of Jesus' name. God, you're so suffering, Lord, I will remember what Calvary has bought for me, both now and forever. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good to me. God, you're so
we ran out. We've never had this happen before. So the ladies went to get some more. So if we could maybe just sing another song, and hopefully they would be they'll be back by then. I don't know. There are some prepackaged, a few prepackaged in the fridge. You want to grab those too? If you didn't get some, raise your hand and the guys will do their best to get you some.
God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good to me. I am blessed, I am called, I am healed, I am. I am saved in Jesus' name. Highly favored, anointed, filled with your power for the glory of Jesus' name. I am blessed, I am called, I am healed, I am full, I am saved in Jesus' name. Filled with your power for the glory of Jesus' name. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so
is so good. It's because God took the initiative. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Thank you. Whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Nothing made God do that. He did that because of his love. I'm grateful for his goodness today that leads us to repentance and a place where we recognize that we don't deserve what he's done for us. It was while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Really, we were enemies of God in the cross. But Jesus, in his great love and his grace, reached down and touched us and spoke to us. And I'm so grateful for that today. And I can't imagine the pain and the agony that Jesus went through, but the writer of Hebrews tells us that it was for the joy that was set before him that he endured the cross and despised the shame. And I think he was able to look down through the corridors of that which was to come and see people like us here today gathered together, remembering what Jesus did and giving him thanksgiving and praise for that. Because of his great love, though, he was able to endure the cross and despise its shame. And I just want you to know that he loves you today. He loves you like nobody else. He loves you like nobody else can. And so Paul says the night in which he was betrayed, you think about that, betrayed by one of his closest friends, the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Pastor Josh, would you ask the blessing upon this cracker, which represents our Lord's body?
Well, Jesus, we humbly come before you today. We thank you for this cracker, this bread that we're about to take that represents your body. We thank you for the symbolism. We thank you for what it means that you gave your life, that you gave your body to be beaten, battered, and bruised. Lord, you bled from seven different places on your body in order to heal us and to cleanse us from every sin that we could possibly commit.
Thank you,
you
Jesus.
You bled from your hands to forgive us of the sins that we commit with our hands. You bled from your feet to forgive us of the sins of going places that we ought not to go. You bled from your back when we have turned our back on you. Your blood literally covers us from head to foot of everything that we've ever done wrong. We thank you for your body that you gave in being broken for us. And we accept it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you. And then after the same manner, he took the cup and he gave thanks for that as well. And he said, "This cup represents the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sin. And drink all of it," he said, "in remembrance of me." And Father, we thank you for this cup today, which represents our Lord's shed blood and the forgiveness of sin and the cleansing of sin and the washing of regeneration. We thank you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's drink of the cup together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And whosoever eats of this bread and drinks of this cup shows the Lord's death till he comes again. So if you would pass your cups, empty cups, to the center, the guys will pick them up and that'll give us a chance to get ready for the baptismal service here.
Baptized is because I want to live my life for Jesus. And the person I would like to pray for is Pastor Manon.
I'm 10. I want to be baptized so that I can remember that Jesus died for me, and I want to live like him. I want Daddy to come pray for me.
Dear Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to be able to see your kids commit their lives to you. And what a joy it is to be able to see them take that step and show it publicly. I know Claire's heart. I know she has such a sweet spirit. And she truly does want to serve you for her whole life. And Lord, I just pray that you will just take her and use her as you need. And help her to always be able to look back and remember this day as a day that she took that step and she showed her commitment to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
My name is Haley, and I'm 18 years old, and I have chosen to get baptized today because I just want to live my life like Jesus. I have chosen Brittany to pray over me.
Well, Haley's a sweet girl. And when I look at Haley, I see the creativity that God has. She's got such a spirit and a heart for the lost. And she's quite the example to the other ladies in her group. So I just thank God for your commitment to him and your willingness to show it to everybody. So Lord, we just thank you for Haley. We thank you for the boldness that you have given her. We thank you for the talents and the gifts that you have given her so that she can reach others. Lord, she is a testimony to her family and, Lord, her extended family being the church body. And, Lord, I pray you'd use those gifts and talents to reach the lost through her, that they would see your love through her. Thank you, Lord, for her choosing to serve you and do your will and go where you would have her to go. And Lord, I just pray that she would continue to follow you all the days of her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
My name is Marge Binkowski. I'm 71 years old, and in 1980, I became a born-again Christian. I learned through a Bible study the new birth, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then the baptism by immersion. And I didn't fully understand everything because I was such a baby Christian. But over the years, the Lord's been good to me and tolerated me. And I started coming to the church here about 4.5, 5 years ago. And I really, really have grown. And I thank everyone in this church for helping me. But my husband, Tony, and I have been married for 51 years. And it's...
to the same girl.
And it's just something that I felt convicted to do. I was baptized once, but like I said, I didn't fully understand. But now I do. And my friend Cindy has been a real guardian to me.
Well, she's been a blessing to all of us, as has Tony. And I, this morning, Marge texted me this morning and said, I've been convicted to get baptized. And I just went, yay, praise the Lord. And I asked the Lord how I should pray over her, and he gave me the 23rd Psalm, and I want to do that. So, the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. He makes you to lie down in green pastures, and he does lead you beside the still waters. He restores your soul, and he leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, Marge, for you, he is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He anoints your head with oil. Your cup runs over. And surely, dear, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So may God bless you and just continue working through you, Marge. I know you have a heart of service for the Lord. You just want to serve him, and it's very obvious. So we just thank you that you are listening and being obedient to the Lord. And today I promise you, your life will change. Amen. And in the resurrected name of Jesus, we pray this. Amen.
Him to Dan.
All right. We're going to stand here and watch.
Sure. First time we're seeing to get what?
Every once in a while, as a pastor, Hi, I'm Jane Cato, and I accepted Jesus as my Savior in the 1980s, and I tell you, it was a lot of trials, and without him, I probably would have never made it. And when I had an evangel church I went to, I loved it. That's what gave me the strength. And I married Greg with the two G's. And 15 years without going to church of evangel teaching, that it just threw me. I mean, I was going down, down, and I was missing, like, the spirit in my heart. I wasn't hearing anything, directions, going down the wrong path. And Greg and I, every time we came by this church, we kept seeing it build up. And I thought, geez, what is this? And, you know, and then I heard evangel church coming. Well, then it was built, so it was delay. And finally, when I went to, I won't even say what church it was, I was falling asleep, literally falling asleep. I mean, I couldn't stay awake. And then later on, we came home, and we're driving. And I said, I just can't go there anymore. You know, I just feel like I'm dying. And he goes, let's go to that church. So then the first time we walked through that door, this is it. And it just lifted me up, everybody in here. I could feel the Holy Spirit immediately, that everybody is just filled, and God gives you love. And I chose to do this because I never was baptized, dunked. And I heard that from my mom all the time. She goes, you got to have it. And I thought, I do, I need it. And, you know, it'll fill me. And I look at it as a shield over me, and I'm asking God to protect me, have me go down the right path, say the right words when I need it. Because there's so many old friends that are not following it. And then they try to put the guilt on me if I don't want to follow them. And I just, adios. I mean, I'm on my own. If I lose them as a friend, that's fine. But I pray for them. So I'm ready. You pray for them?
I was afraid they were going to switch churches, but they made the drive every Sunday. Well, I'm Greg with two G's, Jane's husband, and first of all, I thank God Almighty for the opportunity to even be here today. But two people, I wouldn't be here if it wouldn't be for my wife, Jane, who kept nagging me every time we went by this church. I was baptized when I was only about a week old, because back then, the first thing that they wanted you was to be baptized right away so you could go to heaven. And I don't want to say that the church was a dead church, because we went all the time, but it got to be a routine, and it's something that I have to say I don't know if I look forward to. Now that we're in this church, this is one of the finest mornings, every Sunday morning when we come here. And the love that this congregation has, the family. I made the comment to my wife today, we were here early getting ready, and everybody was visiting and talking. It's so alive compared to other churches when you go in and sit down, don't say anything, listen to the sermon, and you get up and go, and you've accomplished your goal for the day to go to church, but what really did you get out of it? And the first time that Jane and I came here, Pastor Rick was at our place that first week to visit us. And when he walked out, I told Jane, I said, this is where we're going to go. And I thank everybody here for welcoming us in and for creating the family that we have. And I look back, and you can look back at your lives too. We all have dark times. We all have bad times. But God has got, he's got a puzzle he puts together every single day for us. He knows what piece is going to be next. And every single time I look back in my life and I thought it was hard, something good has come out of it. Jane met me 22 years ago when I was going through a very hard time. My wife had passed away from ovarian cancer. And I look back now, and I see because of that tribulation and because of meeting Jane, I now have 10 children that are mine. I have 17 grandchildren. They're all healthy. They're all wonderful. And I look back, and you connect the dots, and you can see that God had a plan for me. And I thank him every single day for where I'm at. And you look at Scripture. One of the most important things in Scripture is John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. And if it's the most important thing, then it's got to be important to me. And that's why I want to be baptized again into God. Pastor, I'd like you to pray for me. I dropped the mic.
Written down in glory, and it's mine. Yes, finally. All right, Sam is 20. I'm up here to just kind of interpret a little bit for him. Let's see, I forgot where I was going to go. If we can go back a few years, this is huge for him to stand up here in front of you. We had a Christmas program. He had some lines that he was going to say. And he got up here and looked out at the people and walked straight out the door. And he would have none of it ever again. So this is huge for him to stand up here. But after the last baptism that we had back in September or October, I don't remember, every day, every single day, he's been asking to get baptized. And we'd say, Sam, why do you want to get baptized? You want to say?
Jesus.
He loves Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Where is Jesus?
Jesus.
Yep, he's in your heart.
It's in our heart.
Very good. So, so we wanted to make sure that he understood. And I'm so grateful for the gospel message, that it's easy enough for a child to understand, and that Sam understands it as well. He's been asking every day, like I said, to be baptized, and then it was a few weeks ago, we were at District Summit, and I wasn't sure, you know, it's a big trust issue to have somebody take you backwards into the water. I mean, he'll go in a swimming pool and he'll dunk himself, but no, thank you, don't you dare dunk me. And so it's a big thing. So when we were at district meetings, he was, you know, Mom, let's do this, you know, practice. And I'm like, well, I don't know. And I thought, well, maybe we should, just to make sure he could do it. And he did it greatly. And then when I heard that song that Pastor Josh did, I was just playing it through the first time, and he came in and he says, Mom, I like it. So he calls it the Jesus song, and yes, we do listen to it every single day, multiple times a day. And we love the Jesus song, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, with that, who do you want to pray for you? Dad. Okay. So why don't you come on? You want to go this way? There you go.
While he's coming, I'll tell you, I had to take him to the doctor one day. It was a brand new doctor. Our doctor had retired. And as we're sitting there, Sam says to her, I love Jesus. Aww. And she said, I do too. And then he
I just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Well, it's really hard to follow after Sam's baptism. But Pastor asked me to introduce Jason. He's going to speak about this program that he's kind of starting about showing St. Gregory County how we believe and really bringing people together. Jason?
I'm going to hold this thing so it stays in front of my mouth. All right. So I think they're going to put up the site real quick, but what I just want to share and is that the Lord really put it on my heart. I just recently moved here from Minnesota last year, and I kind of say escaped from Minnesota. But sorry. I mean, Lord bless Minnesota. Lord bless Minnesota, okay? Lord bless Minnesota. So that's not the website yet. That's actually, I think, some kind of government site. So it's sccwibelieve.com. And what the Lord put on my heart is I really got tangled up in a good way with a whole bunch of patriot groups over here. And the one thing that I noticed, I woke up one morning and it became clear to me that we are in a spiritual battle because we keep on pounding the same flesh against flesh and it seems like we get nowhere. So the Lord challenged me and said, well, why don't you start praying for a movement of God in St. Croix County? And that's what this is all about. I won't go over the whole website. I just want to make you aware of it. So basically, if you want to click on the mission real quick for me, Josiah, that'd be great. And at the top is basically the declaration. This movement is to declare Jesus is Lord over St. Croix County and pray for every city, town, or village within our borders by July 4th of 2021, thus declaring our dependence on him. We are believing for a move of God to heal our land, people, restore hope, and appeal to heaven for all the promises he has for those who believe in him. And basically, anyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and Lord over their life and their home, I just encourage them to participate. And it goes through, if you want to go to the Get Involved section, like I said, there's a lot more to read there. You can probably read the whole site in about, 5-10 minutes. So if you don't have a strategy, I have one listed here. But one of the critical things I want to point out, if you want to scroll down just a little bit. So I do have some signs out there. They're cost. I pitched this last Sunday, if you will, cast a vision of it. And I had several people, praise God, come up and give me money to fund the website and purchase some signs. In order to keep the cost at $10 a sign, I just stepped out in faith and bought 100 of them. So if you're interested in them, they're 10 bucks. I have them out front. So if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see that there's a number 3 bullet item. This is critical. Approach your local pastors, elected representatives, town board, school board, police, deputy, business leaders, basically people who are in your town, and then have them meet at a location. And again, there's a strategy, you can read about it. Find a public place in town and pray for about 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and basically declare Lord, Jesus is Lord over your city, town, village, unincorporated. There's a lot of different things around here. And then on the town listings, once that's been accomplished, the town will be listed on the website that people have, people are believing for a move of God in their city. So just as an example, I live in Baldwin, and so if any of you take up the cause in Hammond or Roberts or wherever you're at, if you have a small group of people and a general email you can create, we'll post it here. But again, once you do pray, I want a picture sent to the website. There's contact information on here. It's important that this isn't about anyone. Okay, I just want to be clear. So send a picture of your prayer location, of a park or wherever it's at. It'll be posted here that your city has claimed Jesus is Lord over your city, town, or village. Because this is about Jesus, it's not about us. This whole website has been done in, I want to say anonymity. I always have trouble with that. So anyways, nobody knows who put this site out except for people I've just told, okay? So it's really important that it's about Jesus and it's not about a single person. And I think that's everything. So if you have any questions, I'll be out back and appreciate your time today.